how do you prepare for a guy that hasn't been in there?
I think that we have to stick to the basics, man, understanding that they're probably going to get the ball out quick, a lot of quick game, run the ball, definitely to support them, and some boots. So for us, from a defense standpoint, we try to make them one-dimensional. So if we stop the run and be able to get our rushers out there, I think we'll have a lot of success.
From a confidence standpoint, what would another win do, just another notch on the belt, a conference win, what would it do for this team?
For us, man, we're trying to move forward. You know, we took some tough losses and learned some hard lessons, and just to play our game and to have a dominant performance would be exciting, you know, to go in a bye week on a good note and be able to rest up and come back and be ready to get it again.
Last thing for me, I know you obviously had plenty of experience playing on the West Coast. Leaving here on a Friday, I mean, how much does that help in terms of you all just keeping the rhythm? DQ talked about just trying to stay in your rhythm, being able to have that Saturday walkthrough and maintain that. How much does that help? Maybe you going back to your past experience and going from west to east, does it help to leave a day early?
Absolutely, especially from a time change. You know, you want your body and your mind to be right for the game. And as much as you can stay on course on the schedule, the best opportunity you have from a mental standpoint.
All right, appreciate it.
Where do you feel the defense is at the halfway point? Eight games into this.
Man, I think we played really solid. I still think there's a lot of football out there left for us to play from a pass rush standpoint. I think we've done a pretty good job against the run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a period of time, we've had teams try to hurry up offense. We've had teams do a lot of check downs and quick routes. And so for us, it's going to just be making teams one-dimensional and allowing our nickel guys to get out there and, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback.